Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for a better pre-owned buying experience, Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. It's Lakewood Chev.
He knows a lot about golf. Maybe you should get him to put in a team. Now there does come with six golfers and a salary cap. As Mark Zecchino joins us once again on the road to the Masters. Mark, do you ever play those golf pools?
Yeah, you know, on occasion. I think certainly Masters time. I think, you know, even somebody's grandmother who doesn't watch golf has a Masters team somewhere. So I'll get in a few and just, you know, for another rooting interest, but. Man, I can't believe the Masters is here already, and you're right. One week from now, we'll have a good idea who's going to have that lead after 18 holes.
Mark Zecchino joins us. Mark, we talked a lot about Dustin Johnson yesterday with Bob Weeks. I want to focus on some other guys with you today. And Jason Day, you know, heading into the Masters, he comes in ranked number three in the world. He did end 2016 number one, so obviously he's been one of the top guys for a while. What do you think of Day's game right now and how it shapes up for the Masters next week?
Well, you know, Jason obviously has the game to win at Augusta. He's a high ball hitter. He hits it a mile. When he's putting well, he's one of the best putters in the world. But going through so much right now, he has just not had his game this year. None of us really knew why. There was a bunch of question marks around Jason Day until he withdrew a couple of weeks ago and let the world know that he's been, you know, going through some issues at home with his mother. His mom now, unfortunately, battling terminal cancer. Had surgery last week. The surgery went well, so the initial feedback out of the surgery was that it was a success, so they might be able to prolong her life slightly and give her a decent quality of life for hopefully a little longer period of time than they initially thought. So, you know, Jason playing with a lot on his mind and really not focused on golf. You know, his intent is to certainly play the Masters next week. He has said that. And if his mother continues to do well since the surgery, his plan is to compete and try to win. But if she takes a turn for the worse, or if the information or the initial information is incorrect, you know, there's a possibility he doesn't peg it up. So it's a wait and see. And regardless, you know, I think it's just going to be very hard for him to, you know, perform with that on his mind, unless somehow he can take that and use it as inspiration to maybe kind of do it for mom.
Mark, talk about some of the other favorites in a bit, but, you know, obviously a compelling story here in Canada. Adam Hadwin, we know what happens with rookies at the Masters, and, you know, Mike Weir being the only Masters winner. I find it interesting, though. This is all new to Hadwin, but he's going to go to Augusta, and he's going to play a practice round with Mike Weir. How much of a whirlwind is it for a young player like Hadwin, no matter what his nationality?
Yeah, it's tough. First time at the Masters, you get starstruck. I know, you know, Graham Dillette actually expressed that to Adam. He said, you know, try to get out of your own way. Try to get over the show of it all, the extravaganza, so to speak, that's around you, and try to realize that it's still just a golf tournament, and you deserve to be there, and you belong to be there. And that's what Graham Dillette's advice to Adam. Adam will play in a practice round Tuesday with Mike Weir and Mackenzie Hughes, the three Canadians in the field. Rookies do not do well. First-timers do not do well at Augusta. Last time, actually the only time in the modern era that a first-timer's won was 1979 Fuzzy Zeller. That is the only time a newcomer has walked out with a green jacket. Now, all that being said, man, Hadwin's played well this year. Fifth in the FedEx Cup. He's made 10 of 11 cuts. He's got the second place. He's got the win. He's got the 59. But most importantly, he's sixth in strokes gained putting on the PGA Tour. He's one of the best putters in the world right now. So as long as he putts well and continues to do what he's done all season long, there is no reason to think he won't be there for the weekend and hanging around. Now, winning is another story. But I think there's a very good chance that we see a top 15, top 20 out of Adam Hadwin. I'd be very surprised if he didn't.
The thing about Hadwin, Mark, as you well know, he's got confidence in his short game. You mentioned his putting. He's not, I'm a bomber, that's how I play, I'll bring the course to its knees. He says he'll take it hole by hole. And when he gets that practice round with a guy like Weir, who knows the lay of the land, he's going to get a pretty good scouting job on that course, isn't he?
Oh, certainly, and I know it's one thing to be there and playing versus watching it on TV, but I think, you know, there's so much knowledge of Augusta National that is shared. You know, all of us are in love with that golf course. You know, we know Amen Corner. We know where the trap doors are. We know just by being in love with that tournament as Canadians kicking off our golf season almost in spring and barbecue season, all the things Canadians love about spring and summer. Masters is kind of, you know, the symbolic start of all that, and we know the golf course in and out. And players are the same way. You know, they've watched this tournament religiously since they were kids. He's going to get a great scouting report next week with Weir. He's a sharp cookie. He's a plotter, like you mentioned. And he's got every aspect of his game working. He's very good at everything. You know, he ain't the longest out there. He ain't Dustin Johnson, but he's not short. He's certainly straight. He's got a great short game. He's a wonderful putter. So he's going to come to Augusta with all the tools in the box. There's not a part of his game that, you know, is flawed or could be put under a microscope and maybe shown up at Augusta over 4 days. I don't think we're going to see that from Hadwin. I think we're going to see a prepared guy who has an opportunity to compete.
Mark Zacchino joins us. Now, Mark, a few other names, like, everybody knows a lot of the big names, Johnson, of course, Rory McIlroy, etc. Hideki Matsuyama is currently ranked number 4 in the world. He ended last year at number 6. And, you know, for a guy who's hovered around the top 5 for so long, he doesn't get a ton of press about him. And I don't know if it's because he's not North American maybe or he hasn't won as much. What do you make of Matsuyama? Does his game shape up well for Augusta?
You know, it's interesting because I think he is probably the most underrated young superstar in the game, and I think a lot of it is the fact that he's not American. I think that has a lot to do with it. And also, he's one of the few of the big stars in their 20s that doesn't have a major. You know, Rory's got his majors. Jason has his majors. Spieth has his majors. So until you get that major, you're never going to be elevated to that same status. Now, all that being said, I think the weak part of Hideki Matsuyama's game is his putting, and you cannot be a weak putter and win at Augusta. Now, that doesn't mean he can't compete, but that's the reason why he's not on my radar. I don't have him on my radar this week. I could be wrong. Sooner or later, this kid is going to win a major. He is extremely solid from tee to green. I just don't see it coming at Augusta. You just have to be so good with the flat stick that I'm not sure his putting is there right now to get this done. Same as Justin Thomas, who's won 3 times this year, another 20-something who's a rock star. I just don't like the way his game is trending at the moment. So I don't have Hideki and Justin on my radar.
Okay.
And I'm sure that's a surprise for a lot of people the way they played this year, but I just don't have a warm and fuzzy feeling about them. There are some guys I like that are not necessarily, you know, on the top of the food chain. Everybody's going to talk about DJ. Everybody's going to talk about Spieth. Rory's my pick this week. I think Rory's going to finally grab that green jacket and walk away with the Masters. But there are guys like John Rahm, for instance, who just took Dustin Johnson to 18 holes last week. He's a first-timer at Augusta. Again, we know they don't do well. But this kid's special, 22 years old, already won this year, already 14th in the world. He likes the spotlight. He's not scared of going toe-to-toe with DJ on a Sunday. I think he proved that last week. I think, you know, a guy like that could surprise a lot of people this week at Augusta. Thomas Peters, the Belgian player, he's played a lot of majors. He has done well at the Ryder Cup. He hits it a mile. He's almost like a European version of a Dustin Johnson in terms of how he approaches a golf course. He can dominate par fives. If he gets out, look out for Thomas Peters. So there are guys under the radar that could do well. All that being said, this year I really anticipate on Sunday big names dueling coming down the stretch. Dustin's playing so well. Jordan wants to avenge last year. Rory wants to complete the career Grand Slam. I'd be shocked if we didn't see big names there. And don't forget Phil, guys. He's a different player at Augusta, and he wants one more.
What about Danny Ouellette, the reigning champ?
I don't think Danny makes the cut, guys. I don't. Like, with all due respect, he's done very little since he won last year's green jacket.
Yeah.
And I always said this. I say this to Bob all the time. Danny didn't win that one. Jordan handed it to him.
Yeah.
So, you know, that will always be remembered for Jordan gagging a four-shotter with 9 holes to go.
Now, there are 2 Swedes currently ranked in the top 10, Henrik Stenson, who we know, and then Alex Noren. Out of those two, who do you think has a better weekend and why?
Well, they're both good, solid players, and with all due respect to Noren, and Stenson has not had the season he's wanted so far this year, but we saw what Henrik Stenson can do last summer when he brings his A game to a golf tournament, and it took him forever to get the monkey off his back and become a major champion, but we all knew that eventually he was going to. He's just too good, and what he did at the British Open last year is absolutely exceptional. He's long off the tee. He's an incredible ball striker. The only hiccup he has in his game on occasion is the putter will go cold. It doesn't surprise me that the major he won was the British Open, the slowest greens in professional golf, and certainly in major golf, is at the Open Championship every year. Those greens run at 9 and 10 on the stint meter. At Augusta, they can get as high as 14 and 15 if you're putting from the wrong position, places where you just can't be. They're so slick and so devilish. So if there's something that's going to hold him back at Augusta, it's that. The green speeds are out of control, and I'm just not so sure if Henrik's got the putting touch to deal with that. But, man, he's just so good tee to green, you never know with him.
Mark, one guy I always ask about at this time of year, two-parter, what do you think of Justin Rose? And when the last two groups come in, on the last day, who's in those two groups?
Yeah, well, Justin, he's on my radar. He didn't make my top five on Monday on TSN.ca. I'll do my fantasy. I'm going to release the top five names you should look for next week for fantasy teams. And on Tuesday, we're going to release the top five names you should stay away from. But Justin almost made the cut. He would have been on my honorable mentions list. He's played so well at Augusta. He's such a good ball striker, but Justin didn't make the top five for me for the same reason Henrik Stenson didn't make my top five. When the greens get fast and the greens get slick, sometimes it's Justin's putter that leads him, and I'm just, that would be my flag of caution, so to speak, on Justin Rose. But that doesn't mean he can't win. He won the U.S. Open on very tough putting surfaces that were very fast. He can get it done. It's just that is the Achilles heel for Justin Rose. It always has been. And Augusta is typically won by exceptional putters, and that's why he's now on my top five. If I got to look, I'm gonna take a real easy way out here, guys, for the final two groups on Sunday because I absolutely love the favorites this year. I don't know about the two final groups. I'll go with the three final groups, so the top six. I would be absolutely shocked if Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, and Rory McIlroy were not all somewhere in the last three pairs on Sunday. I just think they're going to be there, and it's going to be a year of favorites.
Mark, I love it. Now, when's your list of five favorites and five stay away from Monday, you said it comes out?
Yeah, Monday okay. The five you should go with come out, and Tuesday the five you might want to stay away from come out. And there are a few surprises on there. Guys that you would typically check a box on a Masters pool made the five to stay away from.
Well, Mark, you know what? I think we'll have you back on next Tuesday then after the list, though, because I think it'll be a great topic to discuss.
I'll be in Augusta at the Masters with Bob Weeks, Brad Fritch, and James Duffy as part of the TSN crew, and would love to jump on with you guys.
Awesome. We'll book it for Tuesday. I love it. All right, Mark, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you then.
Take care, guys.